We turn our attention now to Tehillim 27, Tehillim Kapitel Chof Zion, a very famous Kapitel Tehillim indeed, because this chapter of Tehillim is recited in Shul twice a day, from Rosh Chodesh Elul, from the beginning of Elul, through all the Yomim Noroim and Sukkos, and ending on Shmini Atzeres. And as we will see, it has many, many connections to the mood, the desired mood of that time of year. It begins, as do the previous two kapitlach, with just the word Ledovid, not Mizmor Ledovid and not Ledovid Mizmor. Following Rav Hirsch's approach, when he has what he calls the superscription, the introductory phrase, just the word Ledovid, it means the simple expression of the thoughts and attitudes which filled David's spirit and guided him in his life on earth. And David says, Adonai ori v'yishi mimi iro, Adonai ma'oz chayai mimi efchot. Hashem, the Lord, is my light and my salvation. Ori v'yishi. Whom shall I fear? Hashem ma'oz chayai. God is the fortress of my life, the strength of my life. Mimi efchot. Of who then do I need to be afraid? Radak stresses here that it's a cause and effect. Because it is God who is my life, my light, and my salvation, therefore I need have no fear. If my light and my salvation was from some other human source, then I would still have to be afraid. I could still feel somewhat secure, but there would be a modicum of fear. But since it's Hashem Ori V'Yishi, since it's God who is my light, mi'ira, who need I be afraid of? Hashem Ma'oz Chayai, because it is God who is my fortress, mi'mi efchad, of whom do I need fear? Radak points out, When a person is in a fortress, okay, he feels somewhat secure. He feels he's got a chance. He's got some protection, but he's still afraid. He's sitting there. He's still afraid. Maybe the enemy will pierce my defenses. Maybe the enemy will come up with the walls, or maybe they will lay siege upon my fortress. But mikol ze eini pochad. When Hashem is my fortress, I don't have to be afraid of all this. Bikrov olai mereim, when evildoers come close to me, and Radak suggests two possibilities for the words bikrov olai mereim. It could be when evildoers come close to me, krov from the word korov, or krov can be from the word korov, milchoma, battle. When the evildoers battle on me, battle against me, bekrov olai mereim, le'echol es betzori, to devour my flesh, tzorai v'oivai li, when my enemies are coming against me, when they're coming ba'avuri, they're coming to me to attack me, hema choshlu v'nafolo. It is not me who is defeated, but rather it is they, hema choshlu v'nafolo. It is they who stumble and fall. Even if a camp means a multitude, a great army, a large army, should camp around me, still lo yiro libi, my heart will not be afraid. Radak, heart here means sichli, my common sense, my reason tells me, God is your protector. You need not fear even a machane, even a great army. Bezos, im tok kumolai milchama, Because if there is a war which is waged against me, Bezos anivoteach, I am still confident in this. What's the this? Radak in Hashem Ori Vyishi, Hashem Ma'os Chayai. This sense that God is my light, God is my fortress, this helps me have confidence even against war, even against an army, a machane. Then David goes to something higher and different. And we had this theme briefly before, but it is in this capital that it really comes to the surface. David says, yes, I've had enemies, and God, I'm secure, I feel secure because you protect me, it's wonderful. But now David goes to the next step, and he says, yes, God, you protect me, I'm victorious in war, but I still have to go to war. I still have to do my part. And if I'm involved all the time in doing my part, when am I going to have time, God, just to commune with you? When am I going to have time for higher things, for purely spiritual things? I want more than just victory. I want the freedom, the panai, the luxury, if you will, the harchova sadas, the tranquility to be able to do my thing. And my thing is to communicate Hashem with you, to study Torah, to sing your praises, to do avodas Hashem. And therefore David says, Achas sho'alti me'eis Hashem. It is true that God will save me from all sorrows, but nevertheless I have one request. Oso avakesh, for ratak, sho'alti avakesh, mean the same thing. Others take different approaches, but for Radak, I mean the same thing, but rather, v'kofal ho'inyin, David stresses, I asked, sho'alti, I asked, avakesh, because b'chol libo mevakesh, so he's asking this with everything he's got, with all of his power. And that is, l'hashkito me'amul chomos, I don't want to have to go to war. Even though I know I'm going to be, not going to be harmed, I don't want to go to war. Because ainly penai lehisasek b'tzorchei hanefesh, I don't have time to be involved with those things that are necessary for my soul. So therefore, give me a situation so that gufo v'liboy gufi v'libi panui lo sheves beveis Hashem. My body, my heart should be panui, should be free, should be relaxed, should be exempt from all of these tzoros. I want to be Beveis Hashem, which could mean the Beis HaMikdash. The Heichal could mean a place where David feels he can commune with the Ribono Shel Olam. And David says, I know ki it's b'neini b'suko b'yom ro'o. I know that God will hide me in his sukkah on an evil day. Meaning, he will help me against my enemies in the yom ro'o. And Yastireni b'seiser oholo b'tsur yiromameni. He will hide me in the hidden places of his tent. He will lift me up upon the tsur, upon the high rack. He will definitely help me. And v'yato yomrim roshi, and certainly I will lift my head up high when I win, when I am victorious. V'ez b'chovi oholo, and I will bring karbonos, I will bring thanksgiving offers. Zivchei shrua, sacrifices of trumpeting, meaning sacrifices which come together with music and praise and thanksgiving, because God has saved me from many enemies. V'yashiro v'azamrolo, and I will sing and praise God. Yes, that will happen when I am victorious of my enemies. That's true. But, again following Radak, but, Pasuk Zion, Shema Hashem koli ekro v'choneni v'aneni. God, I don't want just that. Don't forget my major request, and that is, I want to be in your house. I want to be free of all wars and all these distractions from my spiritual quest. L'cha omar libi, and my heart has told me about you, God. Bakshu fonoi, seek my face. It's not enough just to be victorious at war. Tzorchei haguf. But rather, I want to see God's face. Esponecho Hashem avakesh. I want the spiritual achievement. And this is what I'm asking for. Al taster ponecho mimeni. God, Don't just give me victory, but don't hide your face from me. Al tat biyaf avdecha. Don't busy me. Don't get me involved in iskei ha'olam hazeh, in material things. Ezrosi ha'yisa. Yes, indeed, God, you have been my ezrosi. You have been my help. You have helped me win my wars. But now I want something more, and that is al titsheni v'al ta'azveni Elohei Yishi. Don't abandon me. I want closeness to God. It's not enough for me to have the Yeshua me'amal haguf, the salvation, the rescue from the toil and trouble and difficulty of the body. I want now esasek b'tzorchei hanefesh. I want now to be involved in matters of the soul. Ki avi ve'imi azavuni. Because my father and mother have abandoned me, meaning my ultimate protectors, my parents are no longer with me. V'Hashem ya'asveni. God still takes me up. Those of us who were privileged to hear the teachings of Rav Soloveitchik, I was not a student of his, but I heard him speak many times. And we can never forget how he would speak of this pasuk when he spoke about one of his favorite topics, loneliness. How lonely it feels, if I recall correctly. Rav Soloveitchik said he remembers when he was undergoing some serious surgery, and when they took him away from his family and others and put him on the bed and rolled him into the operating room, he felt, Ovi ve'imi yazavuni, my father, my mother, those who care about me, they've abandoned me. They can't come with me into this ultimate place of great, great danger. But Hashem ya'asveni, God can gather me up even in the place of utter, utmost loneliness. Horeni Hashem darkecha. So God, since you're picking me up, ya'asveni, you're gathering me to yourself, teach me your derech. Teach me your spiritual derech. L'ma'an shoroi. Because I have enemies who not only are against me physically, but they are against me spiritually. And they say, David, he's a sinner. He has no chelek b'shem. He has no spiritual connection to God. So now David says, those enemies, not the physical enemies, but the enemies who question my ability, my right, my privilege of a spiritual connection to God, al titneni benefesh tzoroi. Don't give me over to those kinds of enemies who want me, shelo yihiyeli penaila avodas ha'elokim, the words of Radak, who want me not to have the time and the tranquility to be able to worship God, but rather they want me always to be busy with war. Because I have false witnesses who speak about me all sorts of horrible things, and they say, words of Radak, Sha'ani Rosha, the Ishtomim, the Ainli Chelek by Hashem, they accuse me of being wicked, of being a murderer, of not having any portion in God. However, Ribbono Shel Olam, they may be saying these things about me. And because they say these things about me, I sometimes wonder, do I have the right to have this connection to God? Maybe these people are correct. However, lulei ha'amanti, were it not for the fact that I believe in this possibility of liros betuv Hashem be'eretz chayim, of being able to see God's goodness in the land of life, in the olam habo, I know that I will see the spiritual aspect. I will not always be busy. I will have the time of shifti beveis Hashem. Had I not had that emunah, if I didn't have that trust, I would never have made it. And then the concluding posuk. Kavei el Hashem. Hope to God. Chazak, be strong. V'ya'ameitz libecho. And He will make you strong. V'kavei el Hashem. And hope again to God. So that this is the prayer of David. Not only do I want the material victories of Olam Hazeh, but I want also Olam Haba. I want time for spiritual things, time for Ruchnias, time for Torah, time for Tefillah, time for Avodah, without being distracted and preoccupied by
all else that is out there, and I believe that I'm entitled to it, and I ask God, b'chol lashon shel bakosha, acha sho'alti, osa avakesh, what I want is shifti b'veis Hashem, what I want is liros b'tuv Hashem, without any material distractions. How apt is this Kapitel Tehillim to us all the time, but especially in Elul, when we're saying to Ribbono Shel Olam, sure, we want parnasa, we want success, we want military victories when we're in danger, etc., etc. But you know what we really want? We want not even have to think about those things. We want to be able to just spend this time, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, just being involved in Sorchei HaNefesh, in matters of the soul. I must share with you, in conclusion, the teaching of the Malbim on this last pasuk. It's a beautiful, beautiful thought. Because this pasuk seems to be a bit repetitive. Hope for God, be strong, and hope again for God. Kaveh el Hashem, chazak v'yam esibecho, v'kaveh el Hashem. The Malbim says as follows, that there's a tikva, a hope that one has in God. And then there's a hope that one has in man. There's a big difference between the hope that one has in flesh and blood, in the basar v'dam, and the hope that one has in God. And here, says Malbim, David HaMelech is expressing two basic differences between the tikva that one has in another person and the tikva that one has in God. One is, the tikva, the hope that you have, the trust you have in another person, is what the pasuk calls tocheles mimushocho machalas lev. That you hope and hope and hope the other person can't come through, doesn't come through, won't come through, and you're hoping and hoping and pining away, and you don't see any reward. It weakens the person. You're dependent, you're hopeful, you're praying, you're desperate. The other person's going to come through for me. And until he does, and certainly if he doesn't, you're worn out with illness. This is not true in the hope we place in Ribbono Shel Olam. But rather, chazak, if you're strong and hope in God, v'ya'ameitz libecha, God will strengthen your heart. Even before he gives you what you hope for, he makes you strong. You're strong in your hope. That's one thing. And the other is, when you hope in another person, what are you really hoping for? The Malbim puts it so beautifully. You're hoping that you don't have to hope anymore. The tachlis hakivo yehusha yimtso mevukosho. That the reason why you're hoping is that you'll get what you want from the other guy and you won't have to hope anymore. So the tachlis hakivo, the whole purpose of hope, hope in another person is, shelo yikaveot. I'm hoping today, so hopefully I don't have to hope tomorrow because I won't need him anymore. That's different when you hope in God. Hoping in God is itself a wonderful experience. Hakivu l'Hashem hi tachlis li'atzma. Hoping in God is itself a feeling of connectedness to God. In the words of Malbim, ad she tachlis hakivu yihu sheyechazek libo v'yachzor v'yikaveh. The purpose of hoping in God is not so that you won't have to hope in God tomorrow, but you hope in God and say, God, help me hope in you again tomorrow. I like this state of hoping in you. This is uplifting. And therefore, I want to be able to always hope in you. Kaveh el Hashem, v'kaveh el Hashem. Hope for God and hope for God. Beautiful, beautiful thought of the Malbim. And so we finish Perek Chaf Zayin and look forward to going on to another kapitel, Chaf Ches, next.